silvery dew. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose I knew. And the roses will die with the summertime, for a rose may be fall apart. Oh, there's one rose that dies not in Picardy, it's a rose that I keep in my heart.
Shall we?
Sir John French, Commander-in-Chief of His Majesty's Forces, Miss Melinda Collins.
Isn't that Sir Douglas Haig, the new man?
Yes, damned upstart. Another blighter Robertson's here, too.
Intrigue upon intrigue.
Hold your tongue, Melinda.
Sir William Robertson, the Honourable Ruth Sandilands.
Come,
yes, but I hear Sir Henry Wilson's quite green with envy.
Quite.
Oh, look, there he is about to dance that ghastly Lady Philippa.
Sir Henry Wilson, the Lady Philippa, stop.
The mess was vastly relieved when they changed their name from Wettin to Winter.
But they're still Germans, Sir Henry.
I know. Most unpatriotic to say so, Lady Philippa.
Sir Douglas and Lady Hay.
Canter in the row tomorrow before breakfast, Doris.
Don't forget your fitting, Douglas. The new boots.
And we're lunching at number 10 without French.
Congratulations, my dear.
Present with the Prince of Wales.
Really?
Lady Doris was one of Queen Alexandra's maids of honor. So now he has the ear of the king,
Doris. Hey, Sir Douglas Haig, the name rings the bell.
Whisker.